Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me express our appreciation to you for chairing this meeting of experts on assistance, response and preparedness, and assure you of the EU's and its member states' full support. I would like to take this opportunity to share some examples of the EU's recent efforts with regard to assistance, response and preparedness, which are relevant for the BTWC. Firstly, responding to Ebola outbreak in DRC. The European Commission continues to provide financial, logistical and human resources support to combat Ebola. The funding in 2018 so far is 3.43 million euros, of which 1.8 million euros were for the outbreak in the western part of the Democratic Republic of Congo that was declared ended on 24th July 2018. Discussions are ongoing with WHO headquarters and with the WHO country office in the DRC concerning additional needs for the new outbreak in North Kivu province. Other support includes our putting at the disposal of the WHO two EU humanitarian helicopters as well as emergency medical teams. Concerning the Ebola outbreak that had been declared on 8 May 2018, the EU has supported the efforts of the World Health Organization and the national authorities to contain the spread of the disease. The EU supports the coordination and logistical operations of outbreak responses, control and prevention on infections, surveillance of exit entry points of Ebola-affected areas, and safe burials, as well as general support to primary health centers in the affected areas. The funding is part of overall EU support for the outbreak, which includes the activation of EU's civil protection mechanism, whereby inter alia, an isolation system was deployed from Norway to transport quarantine patients in need of specialized treatment. The European Commission's humanitarian air service, Ecoflight, provided a shuttle service from Kinshasa to transport personnel and medical supplies to the affected areas in the western part of DRC and has placed these at the disposal of the WHO for the new outbreak. The EU also stands ready to deploy the European Medical Corps, a voluntary pool of European specialist teams and medical assets if requested. Secondly, addressing CBRN threats. More than 60 partner countries are already involved in the EU CBRN Centers of Excellence initiative, which has a budget of 156 million euros for the period of 2014 till 2020. This initiative contributes to enhancing national capacities and stepping up regional cooperation to mitigate various chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear risks, whether intentional, accidental, or natural. We encourage the preparation of national action plans, which help to identify needs for capacity building on the basis of a solid risk assessment. At the EU level, we are taking decisive steps to bolster the EU's capacity to counter CBRN threats. In October 2017, the European Commission presented a new action plan to strengthen preparedness and resilience against CBRN risks at EU level. After the Salisbury attack, the EU High Representative and the European Commission put forward further actions, which were welcomed by the European Council in its conclusion on 28 June 2018. Thirdly, supporting the UN Secretary General's mechanism. The EU strongly supports the UN Secretary General's mechanism for investigation of alleged use of chemical and biological weapons. We have contributed to further development of its operational capabilities as a means of strengthening Article 6 and, indirectly, Article 7 of the BTWC. In particular, we support efforts to ensure the continued effectiveness of the provisions of the UNSG's mechanism and have taken practical steps to this end, such as providing support for training programs, including the hosting of exercises and developing an analytical laboratory system. In this context, EU financial support has been provided to UN Secretary General's mechanism-related training activities, which are implemented by the UN Office for Disarmament Affairs in New York in the framework of the EU Council decision. We look forward to working together with the UN Secretary General to develop a stronger international capacity to investigate any alleged use of biological or toxin weapons and to ensure that any illegal acts will be quickly detected. In conclusion, There is already a broad consensus on the need to operationalize the provisions of Article 7 of the BTWC in order to provide and coordinate assistance upon request by a state party in the case of alleged use of biological or toxic weapons. We welcome the proposal by France and India to establish a database for assistance in the framework of Article 7 of the BTWC, as well as South Africa's proposal on guidelines that would add a state party when submitting an application for assistance. We should build on these as a key priority in our collective work on Article 7. Thank you, Mr. Chair.